This is India Noir, India's most critically acclaimed horror and crime storytelling podcast. You can now follow the podcast exclusively on Spotify. Fear FM, Season 3, Episode 3. The girls chased each other around the house as Parul prepared a dish of sweetened rice dedicated to the goddess Lakshmi on the stove. The house had 13 rooms in total, 6 upstairs and 7 downstairs. Of this, 5 rooms, including the access to the basement, were permanently locked and the family did not have access to the keys. The game Neha had devised involved the participants attempting to chase and catch the runner, with both parties having the added responsibility of whacking the permanently locked doors, which served as checkpoints. If the chaser missed a checkpoint, they would have to reset the chase. If the one being pursued failed at this task, they would immediately lose the round. After 5 rounds of the game, Ekta noticed that every time they slapped on the locked access door to the basement, she could hear chains clanking. She was about to slap the door to verify the theory when Parul called out to them from the kitchen. She was waiting for them with bowls of the sweetened dessert.
"The reason we are doing this is not just to celebrate our Griha Pravesh," Parul said, watching the girls enjoy their desserts. "As you know, Ma starts back at work tomorrow, but I'm going in today to ask the good doctor for a pay rise, given our changed circumstances. I'm hoping he will show me kindness, and I thought some divine help would be greatly appreciated." She smiled at her children and stroked both of their heads.
"So, may Goddess Lakshmi shower good luck on us," Parul said before eating a spoonful of the dish.
"Good luck, Ma!"
Ekta and Neha shouted gleefully. After enjoying a few spoonfuls of the offering, their mother looked at the clock and said,
"Oh God, time just flies when you're cooking. I have to be at the doctor's in 15. Be good girls."
Parul grabbed the car keys from the top of the fridge. She gave both girls a kiss on the forehead before rushing out of the front door and jumping into the banged-up Fiat. The girls watched the car disappear around the corner before closing the gate.
"Hope you get some more money, Ma,"
Neha said. Ekta, moved by Neha's words, gave her a sweet look and ruffled her hair. They heard a metallic noise from the kitchen.
"What was that, Didi?"
Neha asked. They locked the main door behind them and rushed to the kitchen to investigate.
"Oh my God,"
Ekta said. The vessel containing the sweet dish had been thrown to the floor and its contents had spilled onto the tiles.
"Who did this?"
Neha exclaimed.
"Must be a cat. I thought I heard one the other night," Ekta said. "But where is it?"
Their bemused consideration was interrupted by the sounds of chains clanking against one of the wooden doors on the ground floor. The sisters looked at each other in concern. Ekta grabbed onto Neha's hands and walked towards the incessant clanking. As soon as they exited the kitchen, they were able to narrow the source of the sound to the locked door to the basement. Ekta gulped audibly before inching forwards. Neha hugged Ekta's right hand tightly and hid her face behind her sister's body. There was no doubting the nature of the sound. Chains jangling and slamming against the insides of the door. For a second, Ekta contemplated using the landline to call the doctor's office to see if her mother could come home. But she didn't want to disturb her on such an important day. The sound stopped. Ekta looked down at her sister.
Could be the pipes,
she mused loudly, more for her own benefit. Neha peeked out from behind Ekta at the innocuous door, which remained shut. Ekta drew courage from her logical mind and walked up to the door. She said a prayer, made a fist, and banged on it. Nothing. The dusty plain door remained undisturbed. She was about to try the door handle when someone knocked on the front door.
What?
Ekta said with a startle. Ekta latched onto Neha and made her way to the front of the house. She was eager to get away from the unnerving sounds coming from the basement. But what awaited them at the entrance to the house? The two sisters attended the front door and looked through the eyehole. A middle-aged woman with sunken eyes and sweaty skin came into view. Ekta opened the door.
Namaste. Hello,
the woman said hesitantly. She was overweight, and her skin was dotted with numerous moles and dried patches of eczema. The dark rings around her eyes signified sleepless nights. A swathe of grey crossed the front of her otherwise jet-black hair. She cracked her fingers nervously as she took in the sight of the girls.
You are both young,
she blurted. Ekta's forehead creased as she gave her a confused look.
Who are you?
Neha asked.
I am your neighbor, Sujatha, she said.
Our mother is not here, Ekta said.
I will come and see her later,
Sujatha said. She stepped back, preparing to leave, but then she stopped and asked,
Is everything okay here? Are you both safe?
What do you mean? Ekta said.
Any strange incidents?
She prodded. Her words raised the hair on the back of Ekta's neck.
I'm not sure what you mean,
Ekta said hesitantly. The sounds of the chains clashing against the door rung in her ears.
Strange sights, noises,
Sujatha said.
We had a cat or something knock down the dessert my mother made,
Ekta began saying.
Other things,
the lady said eagerly. Did you see anything? Anyone?
We heard this strange sound from the locked door that leads to the basement.
It stopped when we got there, Ekta said. The lady's eyes widened in fear. Her lips trembled.
My sister got scared,
Ekta said, turning around to look at Neha. But her sister was gone. Neha? Neha! Ekta shouted into the house. But she did not receive a reply. Neha was looking on as her sister chatted with the lady, who introduced herself as their neighbor. A little girl giggled from one of the inner rooms, and Neha looked in the direction of the sound. She glimpsed a little girl in a pink floral dress running away.
"Come, chase me,"
the child chided. Maybe a little girl, just like her, sneaked into the house while they were busy snacking on mother's treat. Could she have caused the mischief in the kitchen and made all the strange noises? Neha wondered. Neha tried to draw her elder sister's attention by slapping on her thighs, but Ekta was engrossed in what the neighbor was saying. The lady was asking if they noticed anything strange in the house. Neha decided that she didn't like this woman. She had eyes which darted nervously. Her worrisome manners made Neha anxious. The little girl tittered again.
"Come,"
the voice said. Neha decided she would have to catch this girl and drag her to her elder sister for a much-deserved punishment. Maybe they could make this mischievous child clean up the kitchen. Neha left her sister's side and chased after the little girl. She followed the trail of the child only to reach the locked door to the basement. The giggles seemed to be coming from behind it. She heard footsteps pounding down a creaky staircase and the laughter echo from beneath the house. The little girl is hiding in the basement, Neha realized. Neha hesitantly approached the door and touched it. A static buzz sizzled against her palm.
"Who are you?"
Neha asked.
"Why are you hiding in the basement?"
The little girl's laugh transformed first into an animal growl before changing its timbre and becoming something truly monstrous.
"Didi,"
Neha said fearfully, stepping away from the door. As she looked on, the surface of the door melted and slagged into a ripple-ridden pool which retained the color of the door. Two featureless heads emerged from it, like fingers poking out of a latex glove. Their mouths yawned open as they dipped down towards the frightened girl. The shock of the hellish sight robbed little Neha of her consciousness. Ekta slammed the door on the neighbor's face and rushed into the house to look for her sister.
"Neha! Neha!"
Ekta shouted as she scanned the rooms, starting with the kitchen. Eventually, she came upon the unconscious form of her sister in front of the basement door. Ekta cradled Neha's small body and slapped her cheeks. The little girl was breathing, but she was refusing to open her eyes. Neha looked up at the door to see what might have caused Neha to faint. Then she saw it. The basement door was partially open. She let out a surprised scream. Electric sensations prickled at her skin. Stale air, soughing from the basement, carried whispers and the fecal scent of putrescent beings. A blue glow from the basement grew brighter and spilled out of the partially open door. It fell on Ekta's face like the warm hands of a loving mother. It saturated her vision with its brightness and blotted out the view of the door and her surroundings. It made her forget about the unconscious sibling that lay in her arms. A sound like the onrush of a hurricane filled her ears for nearly a minute before dissipating. Ekta opened her eyes. She was in a forest at dusk. Darkness was creeping from the west, blotting out the last skeins of light, like the extinguishment of hope. The intense buzzing of insects and the restless wind in the trees added to the terrifying atmosphere. The forest stretched for miles on both sides. Where was she? What was this place? Ekta wondered. Two mouths roared in anger and Ekta snapped her head in its direction. Something brutish and hulking was tearing through the foliage and rushing at her, like a wild elephant charging at trespassers who had soiled its territory with their presence. Ekta instinctively knew this was no animal. The entity thundering towards her was a vessel which hosted powerful malign energy. It was powered by hate, driven by kill fever. From the east, a benevolent voice called out to her.
Ekta, run!
It urged from the distance. She ran, not because it commanded her. Raw terror powered her powerful strides.
Ekta, come child. Our meeting is inevitable,
said the kind voice. Ekta's heart thudded in her chest. Her lungs burned as her legs pounded the forest floor. Her mind screamed questions at her, which had no answers. She needed to escape this place. She needed to get back to Neha, to her mother.
Come, child, come. Grave danger is headed your way. It wishes to assimilate you into its dark folds. It warns the light in you to be extinguished forever,
the benevolent voice said. It sounded like a saint, a father figure. A bellow of rage from behind her drew Ekta's attention. The silhouette of the 7-foot-tall monstrosity featured two heads. Its muscular arms shredded the vegetation, and its solid legs destroyed the undergrowth without mercy. Its vile, rattling breath sent the birds in the trees fleeing. The sky seemed to tremble as it made threats at Ekta's fleeing figure.
Come, child, come,
her savior called out to her. Ekta ran towards the voice, trusting its intentions. She ran like her life depended on it. This was no nightmare. She believed the graceful voice offered the sole hope of escape. In the distance, she saw pinpricks of light dotting a blurred figure. As she got closer, she could make out a pair of tusks and watery dark animal eyes. It was limned in holy radiance. The initial glimpse filled her with trepidation. Was this a trap? Did she doom herself by following this course? Behind her, the monstrous being roared in frustration. She could sense it speeding up. I'm nearly there. Come on, Ekta urged her body. The entity cackled as it gained ground on her. Ekta was fast approaching the divine figure, her prospective savior. but before she could reach it, the figure exploded with the radiance of 1,000 suns. The fiery detonation lifted her off the forest floor and threw her into a blindingly white vision. Its soundscapes were familiar to her. The roar of the wind, composed of the cries of 1,000,000 dead souls.
Ikta, Ikta, wake up, wake up,
a voice said as she opened her eyes. Her mother and Neha were looking at her worriedly.
Neha, you okay?
Ikta said, scrambling up and hugging her sister.
How long have you both been lying here?
Parul asked.
I woke Neha up first. What happened, Ikta?
Ikta shook her head as she hugged her sister tightly.
I'm so glad you are okay,
she said, tears rolling down her cheek.
Neha was making no sense. You tell me, Beti, what happened here?
Parul asked Ikta. Ikta, who was still hugging Neha, looked at her mother with fearful eyes and said,
I don't know if what I am about to tell you will make any sense.
Thanks for listening to India Noir. Click the follow button on your Spotify app or Spotify desktop software. You can also take a sneak peek at how the show is produced and my life and my interests via my social media channels. I am at India Noir on Instagram and Twitter.